That's right. You can always text us, too, even if you're telling us how to do our jobs at 330-339-9399. That is our Weaver Appliance text line. Hit us up. We love hearing from you, really and truly. Hey, some of you may have received alerts on your phones last night when that storm was rolling through, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever the storm may have been, severe thunderstorm, whatever. And, you know, you get amber alerts. One time I was out to eat. This was actually in Columbus with sports director Joe Geckler when we were covering the girls' state tournament down there for basketball. We went to Rooster's Chicken Restaurant, had some chicken wings and some pops, actually, is what we had after a long day of driving and working, just a few pops. But there was an amber alert, and everybody, of course, had their smartphones out. I swear, hundreds of phones went off at the same time within this restaurant. It was the weirdest. I've never been a part of something like that before.
It's loud, too.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It was really something. And we all know that those alerts, they're for good. Easy for me to say. For good, actually. But sometimes, you know, recently we've had some fake alerts. Remember Hawaii had a fake alert? There's a missile coming. Everybody was taking shelter. China had some fake alert. Week or two after that. Florida, well, the latest victim of those fake smartphone alerts. A zombie alert is what hit Florida recently. Yep. Can't make this stuff up. Residents of the Florida city of Lake Worth received alerts about power outages in the area. Problem was, the alert read like this: power outage due to extreme zombie activity. That really can't happen. I mean, there's no such thing as zombies, depending on what you may or may see on TV. But zombies were the report for the power outage. That alert went to about 7,000 people within that area. What are you going to do? Zombies come. Have your bags ready. Your bug out bag. Your doomsday prepping bag. Have all that stuff ready. Anyway, they reiterated to city officials, everything's okay. There are no zombies on the loose, and hopefully power will be restored soon. Is this going to be a thing now, fake alerts? I mean, people hacking some sort of system and sending out fake alerts to everybody?
Probably.
I certainly hope this is not the latest craze, to be honest with you. I could do without the fake alerts. Hey, so-and-so's eating at Texas Roadhouse right now. Texas Roadhouse. Or what would be a fake alert? If you could send out a fake alert, what would it be?
I don't know.
Cavs and six. Cavs and six.
Zero level concern at this stage.
Cavs and six. That'd be my alert. Hey, that Necco company, which their claim to fame, the oldest candy company in the country, which is actually filing for bankruptcy. Their bankruptcy auction is today. But three new bidders have emerged, and apparently they're willing to lay down millions and millions of bucks to maybe keep the Necco company, also known as the New England Confectionery Company, up and running. So they're based right there in Massachusetts. They make those iconic Necco wafers that come in all different colors, the little sweethearts, the chalk-flavored candy, and the Valentine's hearts with all the lovely messages on those, too. We could do without, though, all chalk-flavored candy.
Yeah, it's gross.
Anything that I can take and then go outside and hand to my children and they can draw on the sidewalk with. I'm not eating that.
Can you do that?
Or putting that in my mouth. I don't know if you can do that or not, but I wouldn't be surprised. Back
we
in March.
We should test that out.
We should. But we'd have to order some Necco wafers. And right now, they're in high demand. Because back in March, Necco said, hey, we're going out of business. Nobody buys us. We're going to lay off a bunch of workers. Close the plant. They're trying to avoid that today, like I said, with that bankruptcy auction. But when they did announce that they may be going out of business, they had a whole bunch of a surge in sales of their popular wafer candies, the hard, chalky, multicolored candy that, of course, everybody, well, some people love, takes them back to the good old days. Necco's, they say 1847 is when they started making candy, which would put them as the longest candy company, longest owned candy company in the country. So we'll see if somebody keeps them alive. We'll just have to wait and see later today. What is your problem over there?
I swallowed my water down the wrong pipe, but I can't stop coughing.
It's like I'm talking to my damn self over here today. All right, I'm done. Weather now, sports next.
Dry stretch weather begins today, and it continues right through Friday.